Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. If a picture is worth a thousand words, then a book cover counts for at least a whole page. But while we probably shouldn't go around judging books by their covers, we do. All of us. And even if you don't think you do, the judgments you're making may not even make it into your conscious mind. Here's the thing. When you walk into a bookstore, or if you're browsing online, you can't look at every single book. And you don't have a whole lot of information to go on when deciding which books to click on or pick up to inspect further. You just have the cover, the author's name, and the title. So you have to make some kind of judgment or decision based on these three elements. The alternative would be to just read every single book out there. As any student of creative writing knows, the first sentence of your book should draw the reader in. The first paragraph should be intriguing enough that the reader wants to keep going. But you need to give potential readers an incentive to open the book in the first place, and that's the cover's job. If the cover itself does not entice, your masterpiece is just another book gathering dust on the shelf. People are visual creatures, and appearances count for a lot. Case in point, those who include a picture with their online dating profile have the most success. Your picture, along with the setting you're in, anyone else in it with you and how you're interacting with them, your poses or facial expressions, anything you're holding, or lack of any of this, all speak volumes about you, even though you may not realize it. A picture really is worth a thousand words. So picture a book cover with just a photo and a cheesy font. Looks amateurish, right? Now, what's inside may be the most beautiful collection of words ever to grace the pages of a book. But the person who's looking at your cover will probably think the writing is amateurish as well. Hey, you took a lot of time and expended a lot of effort to write such an exceedingly brilliant book. Now, you want the outside of it to reflect the greatness you know is on the inside. You want people to buy it, and you want to get paid for all that effort. When designing your book cover or having it designed, keep in mind that you want it to look good as a thumbnail. Since so many books are purchased online, such as at the Amazon Kindle store, chances are all someone will see is a minuscule thumbnail version of your book cover. People browse for books on their smartphones too, so you can imagine how small it would appear to them. So if the text on the cover is very small and the graphics don't stand out, it could look very bland, and bland does not attract attention. As much as you may hate calling attention to yourself, your book cover needs to do just that in order to sell. The cover can also convey the type of book. You've probably seen a lot of book covers, and you can probably tell very quickly the genre of a book based on the images, fonts, and the colors used. This is intentional, and it's to make books stand out for what they are and consistently attract their target audiences. Obviously, a book cover designer is going to take some creative liberties with a cover, but if they took too many, and for example, James Patterson's novel came out with a cover you might otherwise see on a romance novel, many people wouldn't even notice it and would pass it up completely. James Patterson's readers are looking for a very distinct cover design. You also want a potential reader to feel some sort of emotion, whether that's creeped out, as in the case of a horror novel, inspired, as in the case of a motivational or self-help book, or excited, as in the case of a romance novel. You may want the person to connect with your book on an emotional level, even before they read it, as in the case of a memoir. If they can relate to the imagery on the front, they'll be much more likely to start reading the book, and hopefully connect to the story in the same way they connected to the cover. So if you've been thinking that your words alone will speak for themselves, you could be right. But first, you have to get someone to read those words. And there's no better way than with a good book cover. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywrite.com/authors, dreamplaywrite.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Play Write podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.